5. Government in Missouri. The state capitol, the building in which the General Assembly meets, is located in Jefferson City, high on a bluff overlooking the Missouri River. Carved above the door of the capitol are the Latin words Salus Populi Suprema Lex Esto. These words are the state motto. In English, the motto means, "Let the welfare of the people be the supreme law." The motto is meant to guide the state legislators, officials, and employees as they work. What kind of work do these people do? And what kind of work do the officials in your county and city do? Page 112, Missouri Close-Up. Missouri's Capitol. Number of Capitol buildings Missouri has had. 6. The current one is the third in Jefferson City. Year current Capitol completed, 1917. Construction cost of the Capitol, $4,125,000. Height of the dome, 238 feet. Building dimensions, 437 feet long and 300 feet wide in the middle and 200 feet wide in the wings. 5 stories high without the dome. Floor space, 500,000 square feet. Missouri government. Minimum age to be governor, 30 years old. Minimum age to be a state senator, 30 years old. Minimum age to be a state representative, 24 years old. First day General Assembly meets. First Wednesday after the first Monday of January. Last day General Assembly meets, May 30th. Months the Supreme Court meets, January, May, and September. Page 113, Section 1, State Government. As you read, look for the following. The three branches of government. The duties of each branch. How members of each branch are selected. Vocabulary terms. Constitution, General Assembly, Bill, Constituent, Amendment, Compromise, Governor, Veto, Appeal. Before Missouri could become a state, its territorial government had to write a constitution that explained how the new state would be governed. That constitution has been rewritten 5 times. The constitution explains that Missouri's government has 3 branches: legislative, executive, and judicial. The 3 branches share power equally, but each has different duties. Legislative branch. The legislative branch is the group that makes laws for Missouri. Missouri's state legislature is called the General Assembly. It has 2 houses or parts, the House of Representatives and the Senate. The General Assembly. There are 163 state representatives and 34 state senators. Each person represents a particular district in the state. Each House district has about the same number of people in it. Each Senate district has about the same number of people. 1 representative and 1 senator represent each Missourian. Page 114. Representatives are elected to 2-year terms. Senators are elected to 4-year terms. Members of the General Assembly can serve no more than 8 years in either the House or the Senate, and no more than 16 years total in both houses. Each House of the General Assembly has a leader elected by its members. The representatives elect a Speaker of the House, who presides over House sessions. The senators elect a president pro tem, who presides over Senate sessions when the lieutenant governor is absent. The General Assembly is in session, meets, from early January until the end of May of each year. Sometimes it meets in special session in times of an emergency or to work on special legislation at the request of the governor. Did you know? During the early days of the Civil War, the General Assembly fled from Jefferson City to Neosho and voted on October 28, 1861, to join the Confederate States of America. Page 115, Making Laws. A bill is a suggested law. A bill can be introduced in either the House of Representatives or the Senate. Let us follow a bill that is introduced in the House. The procedure is the same for the Senate, as it becomes a law. One part of a legislator's job is to listen to his or her constituents, the people who live in his or her district. Constituents let their representative know what laws might be needed or changed, and how they believe the state's money should be spent. The representative uses this information when writing a bill. More than one legislator may work on writing a bill, and their staffs assist them. After writing the bill, the representative introduces it, bringing it before the rest of the House. The bill is sent to a committee, a group of representatives who study the bill. Suppose the legislator wants to help solve a problem farmers in his district have. Because the bill is about farming, it would probably go to the House Agriculture Committee, whose members are chosen by the Speaker of the House because they have experience in agriculture. Some of them might even be farmers. Page 116, Figure 8, How a Bill Becomes Law. The bill is introduced by a member of the House or the Senate and gets a first reading. The bill is referred to a committee, second reading, by the House Speaker or Senate President. The committee may rewrite or change the bill, then either recommend the bill to the full House or Senate as being a bill to consider or not to consider. A debate takes place in that House, and legislators may offer changes to the bill from the floor. The bill is perfected, put into its final form. If the majority of those present vote for the bill, third reading, it is sent to the other House of the General Assembly for consideration. Sometimes a different version of the bill is passed in each House. When this happens, a joint committee must write a bill that will be identical for both the House of Representatives and the Senate. Both houses must pass the bill in identical form. If passed, the bill may be signed into law or vetoed, not approved, by the governor. If vetoed, the legislature may vote to override the veto by a two-thirds vote, and the bill becomes law without the governor's approval. Page 117. The committee might hold public hearings on the bill, allowing citizens to speak for or against the bill, or to make suggestions for changes. When the committee has finished its work, it may send the bill back to the House, sometimes with amendments, changes, for a vote. The full House votes on the bill. Sometimes other representatives make amendments to the bill before the final vote. The bill passes if a majority of the representatives vote for it. It is then sent to the Senate just as bills first passed by the Senate are sent to the House. The Senate might send the bill to one of its own committees to study it and make changes. If the committee thinks the bill should become a law, it then sends the bill to the full Senate for a vote. If the Senate has made changes to the bill, the House can vote to accept the changes. If the House does not accept the changes, then the bill goes to a conference committee made up of members from both the House and the Senate. They work out the differences and come up with a compromise version of the bill that is sent back to both the Senate and the House for a vote. If both houses approve the bill, it is sent to the governor to be signed into law. Page 118. Executive Branch. The executive branch is charged with making sure the state's laws are obeyed. The governor is the head of the executive branch and oversees the operation of the state. The governor is elected to a 4-year term and is limited to 2 terms. The governor appoints the heads and members of various commissions, the heads of some departments in the state government, and all state judges. The governor signs bills passed by the General Assembly, making them laws. The governor can also veto or refuse to sign the bills. In that case, the legislature must vote to override the veto, or the bill does not become law. It takes the votes of 2/3 of the senators and 2/3 of the representatives to override the governor's veto. Other officials in the executive branch include the lieutenant governor, treasurer, auditor, secretary of state, and attorney general. Each of these people is also elected to a 4-year term. If the governor dies, has to quit, is injured, or is too sick to work while in office, the lieutenant governor takes his or her place. The lieutenant governor also presides over the state senate, meaning he or she runs the sessions when the senators are working. Did you know? Alexander McNair was elected the state's first governor when Missouri became a state in 1821. Page 119. The treasurer is responsible for taking care of the state's money. He or she places the money collected from taxes and fees and other sources into banks or invests it in ways that earn interest. The auditor's job is to look into the way the different state agencies operate and to point out mistakes and suggest better ways to serve the people of the state. The auditor also makes sure the state's money is spent properly. The Secretary of State's main task is to run statewide elections and to keep the state's records. One of the services provided by the Secretary of State is keeping the state archives. Documents, records, photographs, and other objects from the state's past. The Attorney General makes sure the state's laws are enforced. In a trial, he or she represents the state, or the people, as the court clerk says at the start of a trial. Judicial Branch. The judicial branch of government is made up of the courts and judges of the state. In Missouri, there are 3 levels of courts: the Supreme Court, the Court of Appeals, and the Circuit Courts. Page 120. When someone breaks a law or files a lawsuit, the case is heard by the Circuit Court. There are 45 judicial circuits. Some include just one county with a large population. Other circuits have 2 or more counties with smaller population. Each circuit court is divided into divisions based on the types of cases to be heard. For example, Cases dealing with broken laws are heard by the Criminal Court Division. Cases dealing with someone's will or estate are heard by the Probate Court Division. If the case involves someone your age, it is likely to be heard by the Juvenile Court Division. Cases involving city laws or traffic offenses, such as speeding, are heard by a judge in the Municipal Division. Each circuit has at least one circuit court judge, and each county has at least one associate judge. The associate judges hear the less serious cases or decide whether a case is serious enough to be heard by the circuit court judge. In circuit court, there might be a trial, or a judge might make a decision called a ruling. In criminal cases, if the person is guilty, the judge may impose a jail sentence, a fine, or both. Sometimes the person found guilty of a crime does not agree with the jury's or the judge's verdict. If not, he or she can appeal or ask a higher court to take another look at the case. Page 121. The next higher court is the Court of Appeals. Persons in civil, non-criminal, cases can also appeal the decision of the jury or judge. The judges of the Court of Appeals are known as appellate judges. They look at the facts of the trial or the judge's decision and decide whether or not a mistake was made. If the Court of Appeals finds that a mistake was made, it can order that a new trial be held or that the original judge look at the case again to correct the mistake. If either side in a case disagrees with the Court of Appeals, it can then appeal to the next highest court, the Missouri Supreme Court. The seven judges on the Supreme Court look at the case and also decide whether or not mistakes were made. The Supreme Court can send the case back to the lower courts to correct the mistakes and see if the outcome would be the same. Supreme Court and appellate judges and circuit court judges in Missouri's large cities are first appointed by the governor. In the next general election, voters decide whether they are to keep their jobs or be removed. This system of appointments, followed by voter approval, is called a nonpartisan court plan, meaning it is supposed to keep politics out of the process. The people elect the other judges in Missouri. Judges on the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals serve 12-year terms. Circuit court judges serve 6-year terms, and associate court judges serve 4-year terms. Do you remember? Number 1. What are the 3 branches of state government? Number 2. Find out which state representative and state senator represent you and your classmates. Did you know? Matthias McQuirk, John Dillard Cook, and John Rice Jones were the first 3 judges on Missouri's Supreme Court in 1821. Page 122. Missouri Places, Our State Capital. Not too many people in the crowd on February 5, 1911, were sad as they watched the state capitol burn. For years, the legislators, state officials, and state employees who worked there had complained it was too small, falling apart, and in need of modernization. But the General Assembly had not wanted to spend money to replace the building, which had been built in 1837. It is believed lightning struck the wooden roof of the 1837 building and set fire to timbers in the attic. As the fire burned through the roof and the attic, state workers, government officials, local citizens, and even prisoners from the nearby state penitentiary rushed in and rescued most of the records and many of the valuable pieces of art. A few months after the fire, voters approved the spending of $3.5 million on a new capitol. Work began in 1913, but it was slowed at times by a shortage of steel during World War I. The main structure was completed in 1917. The interior was finished and the whole building dedicated in 1924. The main part of the building is 5 stories high, 437 feet long, and between 200 and 300 feet wide. It is topped by a 238-foot-high dome. On top of the dome stands a bronze statue of Ceres, the Greek goddess of agriculture. Stone from different parts of Missouri was used in the construction. Limestone marble from Carthage was used for the 134 columns that support the building, including the 8 48-foot-high columns in front of the building, and for the flooring in the corridors. A 30-foot-wide grand stairway leads to the front doors, which are made of bronze and measure 13 by 18 feet. When the construction was finished, there was more than $1 million left to decorate the building inside and out. Some of the most famous artists of the time were hired to create paintings, stained glass, statues, carvings, metalworking, and murals, large paintings on walls depicting Missouri's history and natural beauty. The most famous of the murals, The Social History of Missouri, was done by Missouri artist Thomas Hart Benton. The Capitol includes offices for all elected officials, legislators and their staffs, and for the two chambers where the House of Representatives and the Senate meet. There are also meeting rooms, a cafeteria, and a parking garage in the basement. The main level is a museum. One wing is devoted to the state's history and the other to the state's natural resources. Outside the building are more statues and memorials and a great view of the Missouri River. Within walking distance of the Capitol are many other state offices, the Supreme Court Building, the Governor's Mansion, the Carnahan Memorial Gardens, and the Jefferson's Landing State Historic Site. The Capitol is open most days of the year, including weekends, for tours either led by a guide or taken on your own. If you go to the Capitol, look for the state seal on all the doorknobs and the water fountains with bears that shoot hot water out of their mouths if you know which button to push.